Well, hello and welcome to Cloverdale Baptist Podcast. We're delighted that you have joined us to seek to honor God with all that you are and all that you have. Our desire as a church is to give you the resources by which you can learn to live your life in an active, practical way for the glory of God. And today we have a very special guest, a friend of mine, someone I would consider a close friend, actually, who happens to be an expert on the reality of where you should invest your money for God's glory and God's kingdom. Paul, welcome. Can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
So, Rob, I've been in the fundraising world for over 30 years. My recent job was at Trinity Western University for 21 years. But more importantly than that, I've been a member of the congregation here since 1986. And so
1986, long time, I was born in 1987, so that dates you a little.
There you go. Longtime attender of Cloverdale Baptist Church. I met my wife Shirley here and love Cloverdale Baptist Church.
Oh, that's so amazing. And I know that you do. As an elder here too, I appreciate your leadership that you give, the love that you have for the congregation that's active and shows in how you serve and in the active way that you do that. Paul, you are someone who believes with great passion in the commission God has given us as a church to accomplish the mission. In fact, you worked early on in your life as a missionary with Child Evangelism Fellowship to see those people who are children. I've seen that in you, served on boards with you. Love that you have that. Maybe someday we can talk about that. But today, we want to talk about how do we invest who God has made us, what God has entrusted to us for his glory. What can you share with us about that?
One of the most important things that God has really put on my heart lately is the importance of him one day saying, well done, good and faithful servant. And for to me, that means our time, our talents, and our treasure, and focusing on what does that look like in light of what God has given us. And in North America, one of the biggest things he's given us is our money.
You know, Paul, I so appreciate what you got to say, both in the all-encompassing and then in the specific. I love in 1 Corinthians 6 where it tells us we are not our own. We're bought with a price, meaning everything we have, everything we are actually belongs to him. And when you look at that in Romans 12, if you want to give kind of some theological significance to it, we are living sacrifices, meaning all that I have and all that I am is his. That relationship with him drives and defines me. Now, I think that means our time, as you have said. I think that means our talents. We need to be using our gifts to build the body of Christ and to reach out in the world. But the one you wanted to focus on was treasures. Tell us why, and then what can we learn from you to make sure that what God has entrusted to us as stewards is something that we invest where he will say to us, as you have already quoted, well done, my good and faithful servant.
One of the most important things that we need to understand on this world is that God owns it all. The money that we have is his. And I think that's sometimes something in North America we miss and we've gone away from. And as we've been entrusted with larger and larger dollars, I think it's important for us to focus in on whose money is it and how does God want me to use those dollars in our day-to-day life, in our giving to the local church, in giving to charities that are fulfilling the Great Commission. So I love to talk to people about it. What is the passion that God has put on your heart, and how can you utilize that and tie it together with money that God has given you and make mission happen? One of the biggest things that God has given us is the Great Commission to fulfill here on this earth. And I want us to really focus on how can our money make a difference in that area. There was a quote that was made way back by a very famous missionary called Jim Elliot. He said, "He is no fool who gives what he cannot keep to gain that which he cannot lose." And I think many times we have to have the focus in our lives, God owns it all, and I want to do the very best to use that money for kingdom causes that are going to impact people coming to Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior.
I just so love what you're saying there, Paul. I think when you look at sometimes how we feel about the resources God has entrusted to us, we don't feel rich because we can find someone else that is richer than us. And if you look at history, and I think you and I have had this conversation before, you discover very quickly that if you're poor in Canada, you're still richer than the vast majority. I forget what it is, but the top 2% in all of history. And even if you're not, it's good to remember the widow that Jesus blessed, who came with two pennies, gave all that she had, entrusted that to God to accomplish his mission. And Jesus not only noticed her, but honored her. So I think I'd just like to, as you develop this, say two things. One is if you're listening to this and you go, yeah, but I don't have a lot of resources, I want to disagree with you and say, well, maybe not in light of one of the richest men in the world, but certainly in light of history, you have a lot that God has entrusted to you in terms of resources. But secondly, Even if you don't, you need to be using whatever it is in terms of those financial resources to use what God has entrusted to you to build the kingdom of God, to accomplish his mission. Matthew 28 is what you quoted, which is, go therefore into all the world, make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey all that I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always to the very end of the age. So, Paul, as you do that, what would your advice be practically? If I'm someone who's come to you and said, okay, Paul, you're an expert in this. I want God to use what he's entrusted to me. I want to use that for his glory. How would you advise me to learn what that means?
Well, I think once we understand that God owns it all, we need to explore the passions that God's put on our heart, identify them, write them down, and then align them with the charities and your local church that really can make a difference with those dollars. It's interesting, in the Bible, it talks about the steward and the parable of the talents, and it gives us a clear example of how to steward well and not bury our treasure, but multiply it for the kingdom of God. And I think that's one of the examples that I like to quote, because I truly want to say at the end of my life, when I stand before God, he says, well done, good and faithful servant.
I love that. So my passion is for local churches that would honor God. I want to see them growing. I want to see the mission work of God done through the local church. So what counsel would you give me?
I think I would like to explore with any individual that wants to talk to me.
No, we're talking about me now. This is, you know, very important. So,
well, for you, Rob, I would say, what has God put on your heart, and identify what you and Lori as a couple are passionate about, and identify areas that you could even give $50 or $100 on a monthly basis. A lot of us spend a lot of money on things like Starbucks coffee and other things that potentially those dollars could be used for kingdom causes. The other thing I ask people to do is make sure where you're giving your money, don't just give it, but think about what has God put on your heart, and then identify that charity as one that is worthy of your dollars and is truly using it and having an impact for the kingdom. So really look clearly at where the money is going of the charity, and then align it with the passion that God's given you, and hold them to some level of accountability to make a difference for the kingdom of God.
I really like that again, Paul. And I think what you're saying is take the time to make sure that not only you're willing to use what God has entrusted to you in terms of resources for his glory, but check where you're doing it. And I've heard of so many stories. I remember the story. I was in a country not to be named, ministering to the persecuted church, people that came out of Iran. And while I was there, there was another ministry going on that said they had all these, I think they were saying hundreds. And my interpreter said, come on, let's go to that hotel. And we went to that hotel, and literally there's three or four people there. So I think you just got to be very careful. There are expert fundraisers who are fundraising for themselves and use kingdom language and kingdom results that aren't true. So it is good to talk to someone like you or someone in their lives that is an expert in these things and just say, okay, I want to invest my money in these areas. I really believe that's where God has placed on my heart to invest, I guess, his money. My apologies, you've already corrected me on that. And I think it's really important to check those things out. And a little bit of not a criticism of what you said, but I certainly want to come back. I don't want to give up Starbucks. I don't mind if I give up on the Flames because they kind of aren't playing very well, but not Starbucks. Is that okay? Can I pick and choose? What's the...
As long as it's only on a weekly basis.
A weekly basis. I like it. Paul, as we close this, is there any further advice you would give us as we want to be those, long to be those, who hear from God, well done, my good and faithful servant?
I think number one, understand whose money it is. Number two, identify the passions that God's put on your heart and then apply that in a day-to-day basis.
So practically, actively live it out.
Amen.
Well, thank you so much. I remind you again, you are not your own. If you belong to Jesus, you've been bought with a price. Therefore, honor God with everything that he has entrusted to you. Make sure that you take an honest and active look at how you're spending your time, how you're using the person that God has made you and where he has placed you, your sphere of influence, to glorify his name. And as Paul has given us his expert advice, also to use the treasures God has entrusted in you, bring honor and glory to his name, to invest in his kingdom work, and to see the passion that the Holy Spirit has given you and activate in that passion a willingness to see that accomplished in your local church and around the world. Thank you so much for joining us on Cloverdale Baptist Podcast.